Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of For Fantasy Purposes Only, where I, the Oracle, do my best to turn your fantasy and winning your league into a reality. Ladies and gentlemen, at first, I just want to start off by thanking everybody who listens, everybody who likes, everybody who comments, everybody who suggests, everybody who talks football with me, fantasy. I can see that the fantasy football community is growing and growing year by year. So it makes me happy to know that quite possibly I can have a place in this world as far as the job in fantasy football and make a revenue. And hopefully, you know, it takes all your support and everything to help me lift up to that level of being able to take care of my family through something I love. And I hope the same for y'all, honestly. You know what I mean? So pursue your dreams, support me in mine, and much blessings to you. Salaam, salam, my brother. I ain't Muslim, but I don't eat pork, though. So I've been eating, like, turkey sausage in the morning. Really good. I'm going to have to give it up, though, pretty soon, because I'm going to have to go on an all, not a vegan diet, but it's going to have to be super clean, though. It's on the way. And these championships are on the way. If we could freaking find us a league winner, I'm not going to lie, y'all. In some of my leagues, I mean, like, okay, like in this league, right? Like, I could win and go all the way to fifth and be in the playoffs. So I'm not worried about that. But I am in the back. This one, too. I could one win and I'm all the way to fourth. So I'm not, like, extremely worried in my leagues where I've only got two or three wins. But I will say we are under a lot of pressure. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. It's do or die. It's coming time, y'all. Excuse me. We have to find, I'm going to say two people. I'm going to say, like, my quarterbacks have been very subpar. I mean, I got, like, Phillip Rivers. Oh, I freaking choked last night. Well, I didn't choke, but I just, you know, I had Gardner Minshew in a few leagues, and I'm thinking in my head, okay, Chiefs got the worst defense ever, or, well, one of the worst defense in this year. Joe Flacco's been improving. I'm thinking maybe he'll throw a couple on the top to. Sorry, y'all. I figured he would throw some over the top to. I'm sorry, not Hamilton, but. Dang, what's his name? My bad, y'all. Emmanuel Sanders. Yeah, I thought he would throw a couple of them all over the top to Emmanuel Sanders. And I thought he could probably get a couple of out routes going to Philip Lindsay and could just flip it to him into the end zone. And oh, Lord. But, so I dropped Gardner Minshew at the last second and picked up. If anybody watched the game last night, I'm sure you saw how that went for me. Oh! Say it ain't so, say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. But it's okay. That was one mistake. But now that Patrick Mahomes is out, I definitely am having some concerns. I have, bro, these names are escaping me right now. I have Travis Kelce in like five out of seven leagues. So it's really, I'm not going to say do or die, but I am going to say, that it's I need to ain't gonna say turn it around, but I need a bona fide league winner, and I'm really hoping I found him in this Mark Walton kid. It looks like good fortune to me because I picked him up. Let me see if I can explain this to y'all. So I'm feeling good about him only because I picked him up in the league, of course, and probably in like five leagues I got him. Maybe all seven. I picked him up and he got some pretty good work last week, you know? Like, I think he had what, 12 touches? That'll work. That'll work. And then comes to find out that. Uh-oh, hold on, let's see what he had. Yeah, he had five receptions for 43 yards. He had 75 yards total. 12 touches. That's not bad. That's pretty decent, right? And then also, he is apparently number two on the depth chart right now. Let's go check on that. I'm pretty sure I saw him number two on the depth chart. Miami, 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 Miami. Sorry, I'm scrolling trying to look for. Okay, yeah, it's Mark Walton kid. He's number two on the depth chart. Elijah's is number three now. And then it's talks of them trading Kenyon Drake. You know what I mean? So I'm feeling really good. I mean, of course, I'm praying on his success because, of course, anybody you pick up, you want them to have success. I ain't got him in this league. Okay, I can have him in this league. Oh, I got O'Neal, though. Man, this is a tough one. I kind of want to keep Harry O'Neal. But I don't think he's gonna play this week. I don't know. I just been on the Miami rant, really. Like, y'all already know I had Preston Williams. I dropped him, but I'm not gonna lie. Like, I had enough. Like, I dropped him in a few leagues. I freaking only because Ryan Fitzpatrick, like in the preseason, like he was throwing them dimes to Preston Williams. And he got benched, of course, and now it looks like they're going back to him. And so I picked up Preston Williams and this Mark kid. I got Benny Snell. Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I think maybe I could grab him next week in this league. This is my league. I'm freaking 2-4, bro. Let's see. Let's see what the playoff pictures look like. I think I'm out of the playoff pictures, but dang, see all the top teams are 5-1, 4-2. It's still, but this one only got four teams. This one's supposed to have 5-18. But it's okay. It's all right. One win and we're not in the playoffs, but we up there. Derrick King. All right, but playoffs are right around the corner. It's like I just keep thinking like 1 week. Okay, it's not. It's not. I'm sorry, let's see. So we got. Let's see here. Let's see what we got. We in week six, right? No, we in week seven. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven more games. Ooh, that's not bad. It's not out of the question. But we're only in week seven. Yeah, you're right. We only got seven more games. So, I mean, technically half the season will be over with this week. Like, this week is the halfway mark, y'all. And I'm moving up on waivers. I used my waivers twice. Freak, I can't even remember who I used my first waiver on. I think I used my first waiver on picking up Adrian Peterson week two. And then I don't know. I used my waiver last week for Benny Snell. I was like number one and number two on waivers, and I used them for Benny Snell just in case Connor is out. So hopefully I got somebody, because the other kid, he's out too. He's out for at least a month. So we'll see, man. It's all about projections, man. You got to and then AJ Green. I thought he was going to be back week three. 4 weeks later, and he ain't back. And let's talk about trade talks on AJ Green, man. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. The Oracle did not see this coming. Are you even really an Oracle, bro? Shit, apparently not. Excuse my language, y'all. Shoot, apparently not. Especially with the Joe Flacco move. Oh, my goodness. How did I do it? Why did I do it? I did it to myself. I did it to myself. Come on, man. It's okay. It's okay. I'm low. I'm very low, but I ain't out. God dang it. You know I'm in the playoffs over here. You know, I'm number four over here, buddy boy. Yeah, man, and I noticed something about these. Like, come on, man. Come on, man. I don't understand these projections on the ESPN app, right? So, okay, in this league, I'm 4-2. I lost two very close games that I could have won. Week two, I lose. Obviously, I had two people on my bench I could have put in and could have won the game. I lost by three to who's number one right now. So, and then I lose another one by 12. But, of course, I got points. I got Nelson Aguilar on my bench. I could have put him in. I could have, but I wasn't going to do that. So, yeah, I probably could have put it in for James Washington and won that game. I could actually be undefeated in this league. Currently, I'm sitting at fourth. I'm 4-4th. I'm fourth over here. Dang, everybody else is like one and everybody out of the play. Everybody in the playoffs, 4-2. Everybody out of the playoffs is 2-4. So, okay, I got a two-game gap on that. But in this league a couple of years ago, like, I was number one, like, going into week nine, I think. I was going into number one. Like, number one in points. Like, I'm just hurricane. I had one loss up to that point. I was hurricaning all over everybody. I was number one. That's what it was. I was actually number two, and then that week nine, I had actually took out the person who was number one and became number one by points because we both had one loss. And so I'm thinking I'm finna take over the league. I'm going to the championships. I'm going to the playoffs. Mind you, I lost in the first round in this league. But I say that to say this. I had freaking went on the worst three-game winning streak. And it put me teetering on the playoffs. And if I would have got that week 13 loss too, then I would have been out of the playoffs. So, man, you can't be safe. You still, like, keep that killer mentality, man. Keep that, man. This one dude's team name is dope. His team name is Cooking and Mixing. And he has that Dalvin Cook and Joe Mixon as his running back. This is what makes it so cool. For real, though, man. That's what makes it so cool, bro. That's what makes it so cool. But you know, I'm beast mode in this league. You feel me? I'm the beast mode over here. They don't even know I'm the Oracle. They just know me as beast mode over here. But, yep. This is my big money league right here. This is my, if I come in first, we actually have like different prizes. So best record gets 100, a biggest blowout gets 100, and then I think, biggest blowout, most wins, or most points in the game. Yeah, that's what it is. We give 100 for most wins, who has the best record. We give 100 for biggest blowout. You know, it could be 1 to 100, you know what I'm saying? But if it's the biggest O out, you know, get that. And then we have another one for highest point scored. Highest point scored in one game. Or in 1 week, I guess. So, currently number 4 over here. Let's look at the matchup. Matchups, he's supposed to blow me out by 20. He's got Allen. That's actually a good pick. I should have thought of that. Coleman, Fournette. I don't know. Is Julio Jones? He's got Julio Jones, but Julio Jones looks like he might be missing some time. Devontae Adams just cleared out. Okay, he limited. He gonna get 500 point game at some point. Don't you worry about that. I'm gonna have to put the next man up over here. I got that Daryl Henderson kid. I don't know what's going on with Todd Gurley. Like, I really don't know. I can't even guess. I kind of want to pick up Darren Fells over here in this league as well. Valdez Scantley is questionable. He's absent. So who's the next man up? Oh, that Allison. Hold up. No, Allison is out too, right? Scallions. Oh, that's that Allen Lizard kid. That's why he's popping up. Because Valdez Scantley is questionable. Is heading for a game time decision. Oh, that's why those boys. Oh, okay. So everybody, go look at these wide receivers right now. Okay. Ha ha. I got you. Who are they playing against? Oakland. So this Lazard kid, Allen Lazard. Is he next up? He had 5 targets. He made him. Damn. Okay. So I just got a thought in my head just now. I gotta hold on to Mike Williams. Wouldn't you say I had to hold on to Mike Williams? But this Lazard kid sounded pretty tempting. Dang, we got so many dogs over here. They already got picked up, boy. Nah, they ain't get picked up. Hello, I think so. I think they're pretty high at the top. I think they already got picked up, bro. I got so many dogs in this league over here, boy. Hold on, let me see. What's the name again? Let me see something real quick, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm trying to follow up on these. Okay, yeah, Lazari, yeah, they both got picked up over here. Dang, that's okay. We just gonna go over here. Cause I'm liking Terry McLaurin. He ain't been killing it though. I'm like, okay over here. I guess if Adrian Green, if I could keep him in that slot, I'm going to pick up this Lazard kid. I'm going to just pick up the Lazard kid. I really want to play him in my flex, but I don't think I'm going to play him in my flex. You crazy. Oh, man. Okay, y'all. So we looking at, oh, man, did I play Fluco Flaco over here, too? I need a league win over here. I'm good. Oh, I got Dorsett against the Jets. I can pick him up. They ain't got the Lazard kid over here. All three of the starters out. I could play this dude and be just as happy, honestly. Because, I mean, I got Dorsett in right now. I don't. Okay, let me see. Is Julian Edelman out or something? Well, why am I always. Ribs, chest is limited on Thursday. Okay. First official practice ahead. Night tilts with the Jazz. Gentleman took a huge hit Thursday night. Nah, it was when he came down with that ball. He already had cracked ribs, and he went for that one play where he extended and caught it, and the defender was behind him, and he lands right, boom, on his back. So I'm sure that I already saw that. I was like, damn, that probably cracked his ribs even more coming down like that. But, I mean, he will be out there and running as wide receiver one. They can't do nothing with Edelman. I'm sorry. Can't nobody do nothing with Edelman. I'm sorry. I do the dash. So, okay, in this league, I'm going to drop Philip Dorsett for... I wish I had the Lazard kid over here. Sorry, y'all. If y'all hear some noise in the background, it's because I'm in the closet and you probably hear some hangers jangling. I got Preston back in my boy. I be living... Golly, I be living on the motherfucking edge, boy. I ain't lying. God dang, boy. That's just who I am, man. You know me. You know me. I just realized I had Allison. Who did I just drop just now? I dropped somebody to pick him up. Let me see. Or did I just pick him up? Let's look at recent activity. Oh, I dropped Demaryius Thomas. Oh, I didn't have to do that. That was a bad move on my part, y'all. I've messed up on that. I just realized I had Allison over here. I could have swapped him out. Oh, I hate it when I mess up, y'all. I hate it. Somebody else going to pick him up and then, y'all, you know, I might fall. He's going to, Nelson Aguilar. Debo Samuels. Who can I pick up? I need a league winner, Lord. I need two of them, really. I need one at the quarterback position, and then I need another one at the wide receiver. Okay, I'm going to say wide. I would say T.E. because, man, you're right. If whatchamacallit is out for a month, then Travis Kelce, his numbers are going to go down. So I might need a quarterback and a TE, but I really want like a wide receiver running back league winner that's just exploding for like 25 points weekly. I got Mitch Trubisky. I got Humphreys. Humphreys is kind of tempting too. Tennessee is just not a good team, period. And it's just... I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Darius Shepherd. I need a league winner. Can I get a league winner? I'm talking about one that just takes over the league. See, it would have been so I just picked up two. If I would have picked up the Lazard kid. Alan Lazard. If I could pick up that kid, I would have played all three of them in this league. I ain't lying. You know I ain't lying. I picked up Joe Flacco. Oh, man, that game last night hurt ya, boy. That's all we gonna say. Oh, look at my lineup, dog. I got Preston Williams, Marvin Jones in there. I got Singletary's coming back, though. Wish I'd have played him instead of Phillip Lindsay. I think I'm gonna see if the Lazard kid is over here. He's not. Oh, we still got TJ Hockenson. Oh, no. Gotta go on waivers. We gotta go on waivers. I'm gonna pick up the Jake Canning Toey. I forget what his name is. I forget what his name is. Oh, I know. I'm doing this right now. I know, y'all. I was unprepared because I might play him in my flex, honestly. You know me. You know I. If I pick him up, I'm probably going to play him. Like, that's just how I play, bro. Like, bro, that's just how I play. You know what that do. Oh, I got Preston Williams. Boy, I be taking too many chances, dog. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got to cut this one short. I would like to go on for an hour, but it's weird because when I'm on my app on my phone, it actually lets me record an hour at a time. But on my laptop, it only lets me record 30 minutes at a time. Don't really understand it, but those are the premises that we are on. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been my pleasure. I know I need to be so much better. I need to be so much better, y'all. My life is in a whirlwind right now, and I'm trying to find the time to give at least, you know, you guys want to hear about fantasy football, at least talk about fantasy football. Versus me, you know, being late all the time, not putting out content. It's not because, you know, your boy don't want to. It ain't because of that. It's just because your boy just in a whirlwind right now, man. I'm trying to tell y'all, man, your boy in a whirlwind. I ain't lying, guys. God, oh, man, what go down, man? But I'm doing my best. I know. I'll do my best. And I'll try to do it on Wednesday so y'all have something to think about Wednesday night to Thursday before the Thursday night games. And, of course, we could always laugh at my wrong predictions together. It's okay. It's all right. As long as we all know that they're predictions and not the actual truth. It's funny how in fantasy, you really are stuck in a fantasy because you want stuff to go your way, but it really doesn't go your way. So that is the struggle with fantasy, and that is what honestly could drive you insane, really, you know, right? Like, I might be on the path to being the next Joker, right? Because I'm in my closet talking to myself, hoping that people are out there listening, and I'm also thinking about picking up Joe Flacco an hour before Thursday night because the Chiefs have the worst defense ever and Broncos are at home and maybe he can excel and maybe he can get a couple of flip passes to Phillip Lindsay's for a couple of easy scores, but that did not happen. So therefore, I am down in points going into Sunday, but it's okay. Hopefully, I can pull it off. I am the Oracle. The beard, the stash is looking very lovely, everybody. I just want to give you an update on that. We'll be starting my Instagram page for that pretty soon. I probably need to go ahead and actually start that today. So, ladies and gentlemen, while I do that, please ponder on the words. I don't ask you to, I would never suggest you binge, but if you do binge on the Oracle. Love y'all. Thank y'all very much. This is for fantasy purposes.